What's up, everybody? Welcome to a Greg Way. First off, apologies. I didn't do a Greg Way yesterday, so this one will be 10 minutes. You'll get your fucking pound of flesh, Patreon. Yesterday was crazy, of course. I woke up in L.A., flew back to San Francisco, made Kind of Funny Games Daily, did that, did a stream with Nick, looked at my emails and ate some food, and then did the Kind of Funny shit podcast, and then got in a car and went and saw Ben for the first time since Thursday night. So, you know, 3 full days there without Ben. Well, I guess from, you know, wait, no, that's not right. First time since Friday night. It's because it was Saturday and Sunday down in L.A., and then Monday all the way at the office. So, 3 full days since I'd seen him. So, I hope you understand, hey, I had to do that. I know a lot of you are always like, hey, Greg, don't worry about it. Take as much time as you need. We understand. And then some of you other ones are like, I fucking paid you, and I'll murder you. I will straight up murder you if you don't give me the fucking 5 minutes of Patreon content. And then I'm in a place today. It's Tuesday. Tuesday the 4th. In a place today where I am driving home. No Barrett. I'm driving home. Have a bunch of different scattered thoughts that I don't think any of the thoughts are full-blown Greg ways. So I think it's going to be a potpourri of jumping around in a random thought parade. Because one of the I started playing a game for a review season today. Guess what? I can't tell you about it. I can't talk about it. So that's always a problem, right? When it's like, oh, well, I have stuff to say. I have a new game to talk about. I can't talk about it yet. So that's one thing. That's not even a thing. That's just like, I feel like it's the equivalent to writer's block, is video block. And for me, it's usually when I want to talk about something, but I already talked about it, or I can't talk about it. You know, again, we did a bunch of talky-talky content today. Well, I can't talk about WrestleMania, right? Because I talked about WrestleMania on the podcast, so that's done. I was on Games Daily and talked about stuff there. Then we went and did the trailer reactions for all the superhero stuff on Screencast. I can't talk about that here. So now I'm just driving home, and it's like, yeah, I can't talk about this stuff. So what do you want to talk about? I'm annoyed that this tooth is always moving. You remember I had braces in high school. Didn't wear my retainers afterwards. One of the biggest regrets, if not the biggest regret of my life, right? Then, after I did, this is just not because of it, but just it's a very specific point. After I did the Gauntlet Season 2 at Rooster Teeth, I did Invisalign. That moved things into a good spot. Because one of the teeth had started like hitting together when I bite. Not this tooth, I don't think it was actually this tooth. Started hitting together when I'd bite. So I did the Invisalign. That helped this tooth. But at the final Invisalign, the guy was just like, all right, cool, and that's it. And I was like, well, what about this tooth? And it's like, well, that one's always going to be a bitch. So you got to wear your retainers. If you wanted to, you could, like, you know, pull it out. You could do this thing, a veneer. And I'm like, oh, fucking goddamn it. And so then it's like, now I worry about it moving. And I don't know if it is or if it's in my head, but I'm pretty sure it is. But then it's moving a little bit. And I'm like, I'm 40 in 23 days. I'm not going to worry about this tooth. I just wish it did more. And then on top of that, I don't like that my teeth are as yellow as they are. They're, you know, they're not unwashed yellow, but they're yellow, like, to the point that I need to whiten them. But yeah, I've done a long time ago, I don't even know when they first put out the first Crest white strips. I did stuff there. Mike tells me, he gave me recommendations, but then you remember Mike did like 3 whitening kits back to back and hurt his teeth. And so then it's like, well, I could go do it at the dentist. I have a good dentist. But the problem is I had a dental appointment for just a regular checkup months and months and months and months and months and months and months ago. And it was like, oh, it was getting closer. And I was like, this is stupid. There was some meeting or reaction or whatever the fuck I had to do. So I was like, you know what? I can't even make this. And they're like, when do you want to reschedule? I was like, I'll get back to you. And I never got back to them. And occasionally they call me and they hit me up. And this is one of the things that's so annoying about being an adult, right? Dentists? Well, I shouldn't say that. Appointments. You know, I remember being a kid and, like, you know, your dad's sick or he's got a nagging pain, or your mom, anybody, and they put it off, going to get anything checked out, right? And it's like, I was like, why would you do that? Go get it fixed, blah 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 blah. And then look at me, I need to whiten the teeth for sure. I need a dentist. It's just a dentist checkup. Don't even worry about the whitening the teeth, right? And then, of course, what else? My armpits still sweat real bad all the time. You heard about this on Podcast Beyond when I said I was a hot boy. I've done it all. Certain dry, Anthony Carboni's weird diaper armpit pads. I use those for. I've done it all, ladies and gentlemen. And I just wear black t-shirts. That's the solution. You know what I mean? I ain't got time for it. And then what's the other thing I don't do that I should do? Oh, I want to get a vasectomy. Yeah, it's time. You know what I mean? Jen and I, we've given up on this idea of another one. We love Ben too much to have another kid. You know what I mean? God bless you if you're a parent out there right now and you got more than one kid. Because I don't know how you did it. And it's obviously you can never project your experience on anybody else because, you know, for so long I didn't want kids. And if you would have said, oh, you're going to want kids, I would have been like, no, I don't want kids. And then, you know, you get a kid and you're like, this is great. And, but like, you know, coming into having a kid, Jen and I were like, well, we'll probably go for two. We'll probably do two. And now that Ben's here and he just gets better every day. He just gets better every day. That it's like, wow, oh man, I can't imagine. And again, I'm not judging you if you have more than two kids. I can't imagine sharing that love. I can't imagine, okay, we also have Ben 2, we'll call him, Ben 10. And it's like, all right, well, Ben 10, you know, has a different sleep schedule. And we saw a TikTok where one mom was talking about it, right? Of like, you know, people said the first one was the toughest. She thought having two was the toughest because, you know, suddenly you and your partner have to divide and conquer, right? While, you know, she's breastfeeding one, the other's taking care of the other, and then this happening at different nap times and different food schedules and all this stuff. Like, Ben's at such a great spot right now of being able to hang with us, you know, go to dinner with us, us putting him down and then having a little bit of time together to do what we want as adults and married people, that it's like, you throw a newborn in there, and I know, granted, oh man, in a year and a half, though, it would be different, and obviously things would change, and Ben would love being a big brother, and yada yada, I get all that. I'm an only child. We think we're pretty good on that. You know what I mean? Like, that seems like the right way to go. We love Ben. We knocked it out of the park. He's amazing. We quit while we're ahead. You know, leave before the house wins kind of thing. Because if we had a second one, he or she would be a holy terror. You know what I mean? Ben sleeps. He's always slept. Ben eats. He's always eaten. Ben's just in a good mood generally. I'm sure this thing would come out more pissed off than a pissed off Kevin. And I'm not about that life. I don't need a pissed off Kevin in my life. Kevin's very happy lately. I'll just keep it that way. You know what I mean? You got a pissed off Kevin in your life, you're gonna have some problems. Yeah, come on over. Don't worry about it, man. You're fine. Ford Escape over here. Like, can I come over? Come on over. It's fine. But it's the free time. Because I do so much fun shit all the time. My days are always packed with fun shit. And then when you try to do something, you know what I mean? Like, I was like, oh, you know what? My birthday week is also times out with our nanny's birthday. She's like the week end before. So I'm like, you know, Jen's like, you should take the week off with me and we should stay home with Ben. I'm like, that's not a bad idea. And then of course we've had a really rough year for unplanned time off. And then it's like, well, okay, well, you know, maybe I'll do a swing shift kind of thing where I'll come in for some of the shows. There's a few important shows. Then of course I want to do a birthday stream. I want to come in and do that. And we're gonna do KFW again. It's still during, well, KFW's back, by the way. A week from Thursday, we're back live on Twitch with KFW for the first season that you guys funded at our Patreon stream. Thank you so much. And so it's like, oh, well, okay, I'll do that. And then there's some video game stuff I want to do. And then there's some people coming through, it turns out. And it's like, well, goddamn it, now all these people are coming to town. I got to come show them the studio. And at that point, it's like, why even take the fucking week off? What am I doing? Life, man. Jam-packed with shit. And I don't feel like my parents' lives were this jam-packed full of shit. They had shit to do. I'm not saying they weren't busy parents. Just saying, I feel like, there's a lot going on here for Greg Old Miller. Jen Old Miller. You know what I mean? That's our full name, if you didn't know. I've hidden it for a long time, but Old Miller is my actual last name. That's not true. Don't worry. Don't tweet me about it. So, I don't know. Gotta figure that out. Gotta figure that out for sure. I need gas. I'm running out of gas right now. There's a gas station by the office. You know what has happened there? Last 6 months, they've had a fucking sign on the fucking goddamn gas pump that would be the closest one for me to get to, the easiest one to get to, that it's out of business or not working. And I figured, I was one of the first people who figured I was broken. Gas station right here, but guess what? In San Francisco, it ain't easy to make another left turn. If I drive in there, I'm stuck there. So I gotta ride it all out. Ride it out to the easiest one in my neighborhood and do it there. I tell you what. Tap by Nakalis. Saw Sami Zayn backstage WrestleMania. It was after the main event Sunday night. He came through, and I've never talked to Sami Zayn. I would like to talk to Sami Zayn. I like Sami Zayn a lot. However, he seems like a quiet man in general, let alone after the main event, where he had done a run-in, if you watch WrestleMania. And then he had his hood up, kind of. He looked very, and he had a piece of toast with peanut butter on it. And then he went back to get more peanut butter on the toast. And I was like, here's what I'll do. I'll walk over there, grab a food item off the table next to him, and I'll go, Tabanakalis, because these are curse words in Quebecois. And I'll say, Tabanakalis, who's going to stop the bloodline? And then I would be in like Flynn with this now. There's a car accident here, hold on. Oh no, it's actually one of those fucking self-driving cars. Sitting there with its fucking goddamn, it's one of those test ones. Anyways, that Banacalis. Who's going to stop the bloodline? And he would turn to me and he'd be like, oh my God, are you from Montreal? I'm like, nah, my wife is. We're a big fan. You're great. Yada, yada, yada. I host this. Is awesome. You've been on it. It's blah, 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 blah. But the problem was, ladies and gentlemen, it was the end of the show. It was the after the main event. So he got over there to where the peanut butter is. All that was there was peanut butter. And I didn't have a piece of bread. So I can't just walk over there and scoop up peanut butter and there's nothing else around it. Legitimately not another goddamn food item there. So I was like, I can't go over there and say Tabernacle's because they're like, he'll know. I just came over to bug him. If it looked like I was doing it in stride, and he's like, the food stuff was on the opposite end of all the drinks too. So it was like, there was no legitimate reason for old Greg Miller to walk over there and drop some Quebecois French on him. And so I had to let it go. And I didn't talk to Sami Zayn that night. And it's one of those that sucks, but I'll have another shot. Eventually the right opportunity to come around to say hey to Sami Zayn and not annoy him. Because he just wrestled in a main event and he's exhausted and he's tapped out. Now, I say all that. He took photos with some kids and some of the people that were back there. But again, that's not how I want to meet him. I don't want to meet him as a fan. I want to meet him as I also work for the WWE and I appreciate your work. It's a tough line to walk. You know what I mean? But I've done it, goddammit. I've made my name back there. No thanks to Big E. I'll tell you that right now. He's a very nice man and I appreciated talking to him. And he was very nice to Snow White Mike, you know? You let Mike loose back there. You're never sure what you're going to get. He had a fun time back then. Ladies and gentlemen, this has been another Greg Potpourri. What I need you to do, here's how we'll end it. Of course, you know you want to be part of the Greg Ways. Maybe you're new. If you're new, that's fucking awesome. Thank you so much. It's April, a brand new month of people. Maybe you jumped in for the first time. Maybe you're listening to this in May on the $10 level on Patreon. We love you. We appreciate you. Thank you for your support. Remember, the best thing you can do, especially for my birthday, is to tell other people about the Patreon and like, hey, there's a lot of cool shit over there, and if you like what you're doing and watching right now, you should go do it, and yada, yada, yada. You want to hear somebody have Greg Potpourri in a car, this is the best way place to do it. Anyways, tell me some podcasts to listen to. Here, I've given you things before. You've given me feedback. I feel like I've been on a kick recently of, you know how much I love Death, Sex, and Money. Death, Sex, and Money. They don't make enough Death, Sex, and Money for my taste. So I've been listening to a lot of the NPR library, you know, the little news breaks they do every hour, which are nice. And right now I'm listening to The Last Ride. It's a true crime podcast that I'm enjoying about a very specific case. It's not true crime like, hello, murderinos. No offense to those people. But it's like, you know, a journalist wrote it. It's like a radio program, right? Give me some more stuff like that. It doesn't have to be like the brutalist crimes or whatever, but like, and more talky podcasts where they talk about stuff that I would want to hear. Okay? Is that so hard? That was pretty general. What do you got? Don't mention cereal. I know about cereal. Don't worry about that, all right? Ladies and gentlemen, I'm sorry I flaked out on you Monday. I bet you got a long one today. I'm just rambling old Greg in the car, rambling with Range. That's an old reference to a PAX East panel/podcast. So anyways, I'm going to shut up now. Ladies and gentlemen, until next time, it's been my pleasure to serve you.